I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXCY-FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Frederick Fraley, the namesake of Kane's business district. When General Thomas L. Kane established his family home on the hilltop in 1864, he surveyed the town and began mapping out many of the streets that we know so well today. According to the Kane Republican, General Kane named the town's first street, which ran north and south, after his warm friend, the Honorable Frederick Fraley, one of the members of the McKean and Elk Land and Improvement Company. According to Wikipedia, Fraley was born in 1804 and died in 1901. He was a businessman, politician, civic leader, and native Pennsylvanian. He was involved in several successful businesses and served on the Philadelphia City Council and as a member of the Pennsylvania State Senate. He was one of the founders of the Franklin Institute and one of the first directors of Girard College in Philadelphia. Fraley was born in Philadelphia to John Urban and Anne Elizabeth Lasky Fraley. He was educated at St. John's College and studied law, but never applied for the bar. He entered the wholesale hardware business at the age of 16, according to Wikipedia. He worked for 7 years as secretary of the American Fire Insurance Company and for 23 years as president of the Schuylkill Navigation Company. He also worked for the Western Savings Fund Society and was president of the Lehigh Coal and Navigation Company. He was associated with the Philadelphia Board of Trade and served as president of the National Board of Trade. In 1824, he was one of the founders of the Franklin Institute and served as treasurer for many years. In 1853, Fraley became a trustee of the University of Pennsylvania. In addition to his involvement in the McKean and Elk Land and Improvement Company, he also worked as president of the Western Saving Fund Society. In 1880, he received an honorary Doctor of Law degree from the University of Pennsylvania and was one of the founders of the Union League of Philadelphia. For the last 21 years of his life, Fraley was the president of the American Philosophical Society. In December 1839, as a young man, he went to Harrisburg as a delegate to the Whig Party's National Convention, which chose William Henry Harrison to be its candidate in the 1940 presidential election. According to the Kane Republican, friends said that in 1899, when Fraley turned 95, that he could pass for 60 years old. The Wilkes-Barre Evening News credited his extraordinary state of physical and mental fitness well into his 90s to the fact that he ate hot muffins every day for breakfast. Upon his death in 1901, the New Era newspaper of Lancaster referred to him as Philadelphia's old man wonderful. According to the newspaper, Fraley, as a boy of 13 years, assisted President Monroe to lay the cornerstone of the United States Arsenal at Bridesburg, and he had a very distinct recollection of that event. In an editorial after his death, the Philadelphia Inquirer wrote that it is probably not an exaggeration to say that the community has lost its most outstanding member. Accordingly, the Times of Philadelphia wrote, "It has been said of him that when he was born, Napoleon sat upon the throne of the French Empire, George III was still King of Great Britain, and Thomas Jefferson was serving his first term as President of the United States. From that period of momentous happenings early in the century, his vision extended over the entire range of great occurrences that marked the path of the world's history in the most rapid and progressive period of its development. Frederick Fraley would no doubt be proud to briskly stroll uptown to Kane's business district today, more than 150 years after it was named for him. Like him, his namesake Fraley Street has stayed active, shown grit and determination, and has aged gracefully. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.